Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jack Walesa. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The catcher, George Dickey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Thornton Lee. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting second. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting third. The left fielder, Pat Seary. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Conway. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Seary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards strikes out. Two outs. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metkovich. York reaches second base with a double. Walesa moves to third. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Walesa scores. York moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. York scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Conway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming strikes out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Wallace's settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baker. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Baker steals second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walesa hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Metkovich hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. York hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Dickey hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards strikes out. One out. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0 for 1 in the game. Seary hits a pop-up towards the mound. Lee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. Fleming strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Gordon moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan bunts in front of the plate. Dickey fields it and throws to first for the out. Gordon moves to third. Keltner moves to second. One out. Lou Boudreau pinch hits for Jack Conway. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is walked intentionally. Eddie Bachman pinch hits for Mel Harder. Eddie Bachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bachman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-2 in the game. Metkovich hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Boudreau now playing shortstop. Steve Gromick now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walesa strikes out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. York strikes out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dickey hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0-for-2 in the game. Seary hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-2 in the game. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fleming moves to second. Pete Gabrion now pitching. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fleming scores. Gordon moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Gordon moves to third. Hegan moves to second. Eddie Robinson pinch hits for Steve Gromick. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. York fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Gleiman now pitching. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Gabrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrion strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-3 in the game. Metkovich hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-3 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Seary takes first base on ball 4. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Fleming hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-3 in the game. Philly hits a pop-up towards the mound. Kleiman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walesa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming fields it, throws to second for 1. And back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Keltner bunts towards the mound. Gabrielle fields it and throws to first for the out. Gordon moves to second. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gordon scores. It's White Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Ed Kleiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleiman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. York hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Edwards, who is chasing the ball. Kennedy reaches third base with a triple. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to home to get Kennedy. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Taffy Wright pinch hits for Cass Michaels. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dickey. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Dickey steals second. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dickey scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Don Colloway pinch hits for Pete Gabrielle. Don Colloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colloway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kleiman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Don Colloway now playing second base. Frank Papish now pitching. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-4 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metkovich for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-4 in the game. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Seary takes first base on ball 4. Edwards moves to second. Hal Peck pinch runs for Pat Seary. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fleming strikes out. Two outs. Earl Caldwell now pitching. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Gordon hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.